All right, so Converse is coming out with a Breaking Down Barriers collection of shoes. One of the pairs is going to honor the 1955 Crispus Attucks High School basketball team, which won the Indiana High School State Championship that year and became the first team from an all-black school in the country to win a high school state basketball championship. Here to talk about it, Chris Hawkins. He is the athletic director and the boys basketball head coach at Crispus Attucks. Chris, how cool is this that your school is being honored by Converse shoes?
I think it's a great partnership. When you look at the players that were on that team, they not only broke barriers, but their achievements continue to encourage and inspire our players today. So when we were in discussions as far as putting this together, the Converse partnership and Crispus Attucks, it just made sense. So was really excited and really excited to how the shoes have came out.
And how did this come about? What was it? Converse reached out to Crispus Attucks and said, hey, here's an idea that we have. How long has this been in the works?
It's a 2-year process. So they came out to one of our practices a couple of years ago. And just came through and actually went through our museum, went through our hallways, actually watched the practice, talked to some players, from our current team and just say, hey, we're thinking about this story. So it's their Breaking Barriers campaign. They had a campaign last year for players that broke barriers in the NBA, and that was their first go-around with it. So this is their second part as far as working together and pushing this story. So we had something big planned for All-Star Weekend, but then COVID-19 happened. So we had to go back to the drawing board and just look at, some other ways of how we could showcase this Crispus Attucks 1955 state championship team. And we're able to get that. So there's some more things on the way, but yeah, it's been a 2-year process.
Wow, that's cool. So can you describe... obviously, because this is radio. can you describe what the sneaker looks like? Some of the details of the shoe.
Yes. If you look at the shoe, and so there's two different shoes. There's a Chuck Taylor, and then there's a Converse Pro Leather. So they have the original green and gold. And then playing when they played back in 1955-56. There was a uniform that had 4 stars, and so this comes from them coming inside our building and going into our museum to look at just all the artifacts and everything that we have here within our athletic program. And basically on the pro leather, on the backside of it, they have the 4 stars. 4 stars correlate to how many state championships we've won right now. So we have 4 with the one we won in 2017. The tiger is up on the tongue of the shoes. And like I said, both shoes, green and gold. So like I said, it really fashionable for those that want to, dress and wear the shoes. We've had a big response to them from our alumni, from our players that played on that team to our current players. So these shoes look really good, and we can't wait to, get them out to the public so everyone can, be able to get one and wear it. Because, like I said, we have a lot of people that have graduated from Attucks that live Florida, Arizona, California, and places like that. So just signifies, that these are that if you work hard, you can achieve a success just like they did.
And I'm sure you mentioned, some of the players, the current players and people from Converse coming to your practice to pitch this idea a couple years ago. I'm assuming, because I know how high school kids are, especially basketball players, and shoes are just a big thing, whether it's, the Jordans, Nike, Adidas. So I can imagine that when your players found out about Converse going to be coming out with this shoe, what were some of the reactions from the kids?
Do we have to wear those? the first one was like, do we have to wear the Chucks? And I said, well, I played at Chuck Taylor's when I played at Southport. So, they were wondering if they would have to play in them. And so you know, they've did a good job of just, you know, they know the history of our program. And so, you know, they want to wear them, but they don't want to wear them in a game. So, it's fun to talk with them about it and just, for them to just see all the hard work that, Oscar and that team put in, and the things that they went through in order to achieve the success they have. So, they won't be playing it.
More of just a fashion statement, not really for the game.
yes, right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you have to have the ankle braces and everything else, and I just don't think, you know, Chuck Taylors would do it.
Again, we're talking with Chris Hawkins, the athletic director and boys basketball head coach at Chris Posadic's. The Converse Shoes, Breaking Down Barriers collection, going to be honoring the 1955 Chris Posadic's team. And you mentioned the history, and these kids realize the importance and the history of this school, that team back in 1955. And it's pretty impressive that Converse, you know, like you said, they went through your museum to get ideas and know more about the history of this to come up with the shoe. Have you heard from anyone else outside the school, you know, because this story is starting to spread. Have you heard from any other alumni or parents or other people that seem super excited about this?
Yes, I just got the phone with Oscar, Bill Hampton, and Merriweather that were on that team. So they're constantly calling and just talking about it and just, you know, I'm keeping them up to date on just, you know, the progress of everything that will go down with this Breaking Down the Barriers collection. And I think one of the cool things, you know, when they were playing and in that golden era of the 50s, they played in Chuck Taylors. When they won the state championship, they received a bronze Chuck Taylor shoe also for winning the state championship.
Oh.
So, when you look at it, the partnership just makes so much sense. So, we've heard from everyone from just alumni, our Chris Posadic's Letterman Club. Those leaders in that club have called. So, we're receiving phone calls daily about it. So we're excited about the release when it happens in the spring, I believe in March. And we'll continue to let people know about everything else at a later date.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. So March is looking like the month where it will come out. Any other details? They haven't announced like how much they will cost or anything, have they?
Yeah, no, those things are still being determined. And then, like I said, just, you know, we're just excited just to showcase this team, showcase this moment, because it was it's a big deal for first all-black team to win the state title. Just excited and glad that they chose us and just glad that we're collaborating just because, I mean, when you look back at that point in time, Chuck Taylor was what they wore. And they were proud to wear it. So, and then it's just funny that, you know, in my high school career, I wore Chuck Taylors too. So,
yeah.
Just brings it full circle.
Chris Hawkins, AD and boys basketball head coach at Chris Posadic's. Excited to see how this turns out, man. It seems like a lot of people are interested and excited for these shoes.
Yes. Yep. And like I said, there'll be more things to come outside of the shoes. There'll be a story told too. So, like I said, the shoes is just one part, but there are other things that we'll be releasing at a later date.
And that's you have to keep that secret, or can you give us
that'll be kept secret.
Okay.
You're still working through those things. But like I said, it's a great partnership. And like I said, I believe in this Breaking Down Barriers thing that they're putting together, that they put together last year and this year. And so there are other shoes that are within the collection or whatever. So like I said, I know our IPS communications team has done a great job pushing that out so people could see it. And like I said, as we get more information and as other things are put together and ready to be pushed out, those things will be pushed out to the general public.
Gotcha. All right, Chris, thank you so much for taking some time and talking about this.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on.